that don't through the show, Banday is out of the Caulfield Cup. This is Brian Stewart now, the chief vet for Racing Victoria. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
That's okay, Andrew.
Brian, take us through. Terry Bailey told us an hour or so ago that it was heat and pain in the off-four tendon, and it was pretty clear to pick up.
Yeah, that's right. Terry asked me to do an inspection this morning based on some reports from quarantine. And when we looked at it, the off-four tendon was quite warm and painful to palpate, and certainly it was quite a straightforward decision that it wasn't really suitable to race.
How did they react, given there is a bit of a language barrier?
Yes, the man I was dealing with spoke good English. Obviously, they're disappointed and were hopeful that it might have got through the race. But as I say, it was a fairly straightforward decision from a veterinary perspective. So we had to sort of work through some explanations and how we do things here in Australia. So I guess it was a little bit tense, but I can understand they'd be very disappointed.
Brian, regarding the Melbourne Cup, do you feel that this injury would prevent him of running in that race?
Yeah, they did report that there's been a chronic, long-standing tendon injury. So they've been managing it effectively. I guess it's one of the frustrating things about tendons is you can almost get them to the races, and then that's the last strong gallop, the scar tissue lets go a bit and the tendon flares up. I wouldn't be hopeful about the Melbourne Cup, but I'd sort of wait until there's some ultrasound scans and that sort of thing done to assess the damage to the tendon.
And Brian, they're basically saying that this has been a long-term injury, have they?
Well, yeah, when you have I guess there's been some previous tendon injury that's repaired. But as you know, with tendons, they're day-to-day propositions, really, even once they've healed, because they heal by scar tissue, not the normal elastic tissue. So they're always day-to-day propositions, and they can let go under pressure. So certainly they can appear quite good, but they're never quite the same as the original tendon tissue, and there's always a risk they'll let go under pressure.
So will they take it, Brian, that they'll do these ultrasounds and scans and all this sort of stuff to try and see whether they can make it?
Yes, I imagine that's what they'll do. And, if they intend to push on, they'll certainly insist that they do.
And with it, Brian, I can hear you in your car. I guess at some stage in the next couple of hours, you'll be inspecting the offer.
That's right. A couple of hours, I'll be looking at the offer. There's a report of a foot problem, which is being assessed at the moment. So we'll be having a look and making a decision on that too, I guess.
Yeah, unbelievable how things had happened at peak carnival time. Thanks for coming on, Brian, and just giving our listeners a bit more of an explanation on what unfolded there this morning.
That's okay. Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, Brian. Brian.